Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show, your internet radio home for all sports news and talk. Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We cover high school sports, so let's do this.
For our continuing coverage of the 2016-2017 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team, as your Eagles are on the road in week number one, taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers, live from Louisville High School in Louisville, Texas. You're on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network.
Rowlett Eagles varsity football is being brought to you by Brian Chadwick of J&P Associates, Scooter's Coffee, Spirit Outfitters, Stephen Sons Heating and Air Conditioning, Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, Cost Low Insurance, Fit Body Boot Camp, Payo's Pizza, Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors, Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, Allen Bauer Electric, Five Star HVAC, and Wesson General Contractors. Oh, yes, everybody, the wait is over. It is time for the 2016-2017 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team as they get ready to hit the road in week number one of your Rowlett Eagles varsity football team schedule. This is the out-of-district games, and we're going to talk about this later on, probably with Bill Cerna, the Eagle Eye himself, our color commentator. This is a good test. These games outside of district, especially this season, are very, very good competitive football teams that we are going to see. And that includes the actual real, in my mind, rivalry, the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. And I felt it's important to have this football team in there, especially for that rivalry, for the fight between two teams. You know, I call it the over-the-bridge rivalry. I know it's been called a lot of other things, but that's just what I call it. And this year it's going to be really, really interesting to see how that game ends up, as that game, as the Rowlett Eagles take on the Yellow Jackets at a neutral site over at Cotton Bowl Stadium. Now, we have brought games to you, one game from there, as the Rowlett Eagles lost in the second round of the playoffs two seasons ago. But we've been on that field. We know that field. We know everything kind of about it. Hopefully the field will be in better condition than it was last time we were there, as it was really, really cold at that time. And they put down the wrong fertilizer, which ended up burning the field. So the field didn't look good, and it was kind of atrocious from what I hear. That having been said, hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed, hopefully all that will be set and ready to go when the Rowlett Eagles take the field over at Cotton Bowl Stadium. So this is also a new season. A new season without necessarily a superstar at the quarterback position. And meaning that even though Logan Bonner came in as a sophomore, the expectations of Logan Bonner kind of put him up there in a quote-unquote superstar status for this football team. Maybe the savior. Maybe the guy that was going to be able to take over the reins and lead this team. Most of the time, that comes from your quarterback position. The Rowlett Eagles varsity football team, they are going to be working with other guys as far as bringing back players to lead this team, as we got a new quarterback, but we got some returning guys that are huge for this team, whether it's Craig Fatosh at the wide receiver position, Kobe Morrow at the running back position, or Ladarius Dickens at the running back position, wide receiver position, kick returning, and any other thing that he wants to be a part of. So the Rowlett Eagles, and also on the defensive side of the ball, you got Dylan Bauer returning, and a couple other returners as well from this team from last year. Dylan Bauer, he just kind of sticks in my head because this guy, you want to talk about a guy that hits the field and has an impact when he's out on the football field. That's Dylan Bauer on the defensive side of the ball. So we're going to be watching for that this year, especially him, as he's probably going to be the guy that's going to lead this defense in the 2016-2017 season as a senior. Lots of returning seniors. Lots of teams in the 6A district, okay, are not returning a lot of guys, but the Rowlett Eagles are returning 7. And that is so huge for the Rowlett Eagles as far as they're starting. But this is also a football team that you're going to have to take a look at that I think will need to score this year, just depending on how it all comes together. Last year, a new defensive coordinator. Now this is year number 2 with a defensive coordinator, and they actually did fairly well. And with the returning on the defensive side of 7 players, that is so huge because you have the experience. That means only 4 guys that were not part of this football team on the defensive side of the ball are going to be there. So watch out for that. This is really huge on the field at one time anyway, if all 7 actually played at the same time. So, looking at this football team, looking where they're going to be going this year, I think this is going to be an exciting year for your Rowlett Eagles as they get set to take the football field yet again. And our coverage, this is our 4th year, our 4th full year. We did like a half a season before we actually got Garland ISD approved to where we can go to all the games. So we did like half of the games, 5 years ago, which, you know, once we did those games, got us in being Garland ISD approved. They knew who we were, and here we are. And that is going to be awesome for this year, as we are the only place. Now, I did the research, okay? This is the only place that you will hear all 10 games from your Rowlett Eagles live. Now, you can hear all the other games and different schools and everything else, but we are the only one that brings it to you live. Other teams will be brought, all the teams, but some of them will be on delay right here in the Garland ISD, okay? But for one team, one guy, one station, that being the Couch Potato Sports Show, you are the only place, the only team that will be hearing each and every single Rowlett Eagles varsity football team game live right here. Nobody else in the district has that. Like I said, you can hear it on delay. You can hear your team every once in a while. You might not even hear your team at all, depending on who they decide to cover. But we do that here, and it's what we do best. And I want to thank everybody involved. That comes from the Rowlett Eagles. That comes from the Rowlett Eagles varsity football booster team, the Garland ISD, that gives us gave us the chance and let us go and do what we do best, which is bringing you high school football, never mind, you know, all the fundamentals of the game, but also having fun. That's what we do, and that's what we will continue to do, along with the guy that's going to be on my right-hand side. That's going to be the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna, my color commentator, which, by the way, I would not, and I'm going to put this out here, okay? I would not be able to do this all by myself without the Eagle Eye. So his value is so huge, and we don't get the opportunity to say thank you. So I'm putting it out there at the beginning of this season, Bill, if you're listening to this portion of it, thank you very much for your assistance, and we have a ball. And our history goes back to Arizona with indoor football. We didn't necessarily know each other in Arizona, but we had a love for Arizona Rattler indoor football. Then our friendship gathered when he relocated out here and I did, and we got together and started doing the coverage of the Texas Revolution indoor football team, and it sprouted to where he is now going to be sitting with me in the booth. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. Our 4 games out of district, we're going to be traveling a lot. We're going to be over at Louisville. We're also going to Fossil Ridge. We're also going to the football game that's happening at Wow, it's Sonny and his brain fart here. Oh, over at Cotton Bowl Stadium. And then, of course, we have Plano. But that game, Plano, is going to be here. So lots of games out on the road. One of the out-of-district games at home. One is on the neutral site, and two are at the other fields, Louisville being one of them and Plano the other one. So we're getting some different teams, except for the Louisville Fighting Fireworks, which we get this week, but and also Rockwall Yellow Jackets, but two other ones. So these will be interesting. We're going to be scouring every place to try to find out information against the teams that we will be covering with the Rowlett Eagles, even outside of district. Once it gets into district, we'll have a lot better idea of what we're going to be looking at and who's going to be where and when. So that's going to be huge for us as we move into this season, and it's going to be a kick in the pants. It's a lot of fun. And, folks, I mentioned our sponsors at the beginning, and, folks, I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for the sponsors, if it wasn't for these folks doing this and to help us be able to do this, we would not be able to do it. You ask them, we're not breaking the bank. We're not making, you know, tons of money doing this. We want to bring it to you as a community service, as what we see in the Rowlett Eagles as a tight, close-knit city. And we want to be a part of that, and that's why we are going to be doing what we're doing. Whether from all of our sponsors is really, really amazing. From Brian Chadwick from J&P and Associates, Scooter's Coffee. By the way, good stuff. They got some great frappes out there. Spirit Outfitters, who also took care of our sponsorship and gave us these cool shirts that we are here. Makes things easier for us. Stephen Sons Heating and Air Conditioning. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors. Rick Lucas over there, good guy, working as in his neighbor over there, Alan at Costco Insurance. And if you need to get fit, if you need to get in shape, of course, there's Fit Body Boot Camp over there, you know, with Mark Hall. He's a great guy and his partner over there. So, Palio's Pizza, you know, specialty pizza, don't get much better than that. Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors, and I will tell you, Rodney James, he's such a really, really cool dude. I love talking to him. He's an all-around bright guy. Regal and Rustic State Sales over there. These guys are really, really neat, and we're really excited about the season upcoming here, and we're going to be working with them as well with their commercials, with their playing. Alan Bauer Electric, they've been with us for a while. Five-star HVAC, you know, for your air conditioning needs, come in contact with them. And then, of course, Wesson General Contracting, Butch Wesson and company over there, good people. So this show right here is being brought to you by not big corporations, not you know huge corporations. I could have filled all this time with Walmart, you know, Walgreens, CVS, and all these big corporations. I could have done that. We don't do that here. This is the place where the small businessman has the corner of this industry right here, as far as radio broadcasting right here. No huge corporations, just small businesses, and we've been able to do that because that's what we want to do. We want to bring the community Rowlett Eagles varsity football, because let's face it, high school football in Texas is life. And we also want to help the small business people as well, just to get their name out there. And if you have an opportunity to use any of our sponsors, please take the few minutes and let them know that you heard it from us, and let us know, let them know that you are being, you were guided by the Couch Potato Sports Show and the Rowlett Eagles varsity football team and Sonny Clark, as well as Bill Cerna. So do that for me, and we will be able to continue bringing Rowlett Eagles varsity football to you each and every year. It's going to be great this season. We're getting excited about what's coming our way, and that is going to be huge. So, that having been said, this is where we are. We're going to jump into our first break. We're going to hear from some of our sponsors here in the first break, and then when we come back, I'm going to bring on our color commentator, the guy that helps me, or like I said, would not be able to do that, the Eagle-Eyed Bill Cerna. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your rally at Eagles, letting you know about Fit Body Boot Camp. What makes Fit Body Boot Camp a unique fitness program is the value of consistent coaching with a professional fitness trainer in a group environment that generates exceptionally high levels of fitness results. At Rowlett Fit Body Boot Camp, we offer complete fitness programs unlike any other that you've tried before. Our program, it consists of unlimited group training sessions, fully customized nutrition planning, and a result tracking system designated to ensure our members achieve their fitness goals. Contact Tom or Mark at Fit Body Boot Camp, located at 2502 Lawling Lane in Rowlett, Texas, or give them a call at 214-888-2848, or visit them on the web at www.rowlettfbbc.com. At Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales. Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com. Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check him out on the web at www.BuffaloCreekDoorsAndFloors.com. Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's residential or commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Don't believe me, just watch.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It is the new season, the 2016-2017 season of your Rowlett Eagle varsity football team. As we have all gone through high school football withdrawals, it's back, it's ready to go. It happens Friday night, and it's at 7:30 in the stomping grounds of my co-host, as well as the color commentator for the 2016-2017. It's the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, Sonny. Yeah, you're absolutely right. My backyard, so you get to make the trip over across town to my neck of the woods. So it's going to be an easy trip to get to the stadium for me.
Absolutely, and we've been there. We were there 2 years ago. We were there 2 years ago where we saw Logan Bonner have a good first half of football. Then he got injured 2 years ago in that stadium, which really put the, you know, what we were going to see from Logan Bonner as a sophomore at the time, kind of put it on hold a little bit before we got to see what he could really do.
Yeah, absolutely. It really made his junior year a struggle all season because he just really lingered with that injury all season.
Yep.
You know, he came back during that Rockwall game, and then he got hurt again during Rockwall, and it just seemed like every game he was just re-aggravating that injury. So, you know, it was a great start, and there were such huge opportunities that season, and it still turned out to be a pretty good year, but definitely the identity of trying to get a quarterback in there to make a difference was quite the challenge.
Definitely. And then last year, their first game, they were over at HBJ Stadium, and the Rowlett Eagles took care of this football team. Starting last year and the year before that, this is the third year in a row we'll have Louisville against the Rowlett Eagles. By the way, that game, when they played them last year, it was an 18-point victory. The year before that in Louisville, it was only a 3 or 4 point victory there for them. So they were able to get it. And that was where we saw a little bit of trickery in that game in order for them to get the victory. This year is going to be so much different, especially with what's going on as far as we lose our quarterback. We lose the guy that's led this team for 3 years to Arkansas State. Of course, we're talking about Logan Bonner. Now we got a new guy that's stepping in. And this was a disappointment for me because I wanted to see Garrett Hermes at the quarterback position. But, Bill, looks like we're going to have a new quarterback for the football team this year. It's going to be Preston Weeks, a transfer from Saxby.
Yeah, absolutely. And he knows the offense a little bit as he was on the junior varsity of last year, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
He played
many games with them, and that's because Garrett Hermes moved up to the varsity squad, which in turn gave the opportunity for Preston Weeks to move up and start on the junior varsity level.
Yeah, absolutely. So this will definitely, you know, he knows a lot of these guys that are out there. You know, on this Rowlett team, we do have a lot of return, you know, in the skill positions with Amaro and Ladarius Dickens. So, you know, he's definitely got some leaders in front of him to make sure he fits into that slot real comfortable.
Oh, exactly. And you think about the experience that's there. Ladarius Dickens, I mean, he started out when Logan Bonner was going into his sophomore year, and we've seen him move up into the varsity and make a difference. We see a lot of other guys that are coming back, like the Kobe Morrow that you're talking about. Now these guys are seniors. They're the leaders. So I think there could be a lot of education that happens out on the football field with the seniors to try to help Preston Weeks move along in this progression so they can have a successful season.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, you look behind them and you got some receivers that are coming back. You know, they were kind of young on the receiving side last year. You know, catching balls from a Logan Bonner, you know, with that zip that he had on his passes. So it's going to be a little bit of adjustment, adjusting to a quarterback that doesn't have that strong of an arm compared to a Logan Bonner. So there will be some adjustment, but just to get on that field, just to get on the varsity level of Friday night football in Texas is going to be a big adjustment for this young man. And having these guys that have experienced it like they did last year and to have as well of a season as they did last year will definitely help him, you know, fit comfortable into that role.
Exactly. And the leadership of the guys that are on the football field in order to lead, and even defensively, we lost some guys, but we got the younger guys that are finally stepping up and becoming the guys that people can depend upon. So here's what we got. We got Doug Stevens, new kind of setup. Just as we are going to try to guess, because we don't know, we're not there in practice, we're not seeing what's going on week in, week out in practice, the question that I have for you, when you look at this team, do you expect to see more of the same, or do you think that they're going to have to make some adjustments with weeks coming in order to fit his game? Because we don't know, we haven't seen this guy in action.
You're absolutely right, and with that being said, I think You have, like I mentioned before, you have those skill players that are leading the team. I think you're going to have to lean on them a little bit more, especially in the early season, in the non-district games, to lead the team. You know, in week two, you have this tough Rockwall team that we're going to be playing there in the Cotton Bowl, and they're a very legitimate team, and you're going to need your leadership, especially with a young quarterback that, you know, will be under his second game as a starter come that time. So you're going to need a lead on your leaders of this team. But I think there will need to be some adjustments that are made. I don't see so much more on the defensive side. You know, defense, we really struggled last year, but we're getting a lot of our big names back this year with Osman Betts and Colby Terry. You know, obviously Dylan Bauer in the secondary. So I don't see as much of adjustment there as you would on the offensive side. I think you're going to see not as much down the field passing as you saw with Logan Bonner. I think you're going to see a little bit more from out of the backfield or those short screens to Dickens. But I think the 1-2 punch with Morrow and Dickens is definitely going to help them get settled in.
Well, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned that, because last year, as we took on the Atascocita Eagles, I almost messed it up again as a year later. We saw Jared Elmore go down early in the game, but we saw Baker. We saw a couple other guys have to step up, and we talk about the big game field. This Rowlett Eagles team is not alien to those kind of games. They played in the Cotton Bowl in the playoffs. They went down to Baylor two times in the last 2 years in big game feelings, but then we don't know about Preston Weeks. So we got some guys that have been there. They've done that. I think this is where we're going to see a lot of difference out on the football field, where the leadership came from the quarterback position, and then, of course, on the defensive side, Jared Elmore. But they've got guys that have been there. They have done that, and I think that's going to help them. So when it comes to the transition at the quarterback position, I think the Rowlett Eagles are going to have to depend upon guys to make plays. And who better to have at running back, Kobe Morrow, and then Ladarius Dickens, you know, being able to deliver the ball. And then the other guys that are there, mention some of the other wide receivers, which one of my favorite ones we're going to talk about, I know you know who I'm talking about, it's time to step up. Let's talk a little bit about the wide receiver position there for the Rowlett Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Bolden that's going to be back. You know, he was Jalen Bolden. He was a junior last year. Got a lot of playing time, and he's a big boy. He's 6'2", 180 pounds. He's grown a little bit and put a few pounds on. So he's definitely going to be a big plus. And then you also have Cameron Vitash that played last year. You know, he got a lot of playing time and came up with some big catches during the season. So, you know, a couple of those young guys that saw a lot of playing time last year as juniors are definitely going to make an impact this year.
I think so. And that's going to be huge for this football team on the offensive side of the ball, as you don't get the experience at the quarterback position with the Logan Bonner. And I think we're going to see a lot of good stuff on the offensive side of the ball. Now, you mentioned the schedule, and the schedule here is, you know, after, you know, last season. Okay, last season, the Rowlett Eagles, they had a great season. You can say whatever you want about the season, but they go, 8-2 for the season for the Eagles. And then, of course, they go into the playoffs and they lose in the third round. Each year, we've seen a progression from these Rowlett Eagles. So looking at the schedule for this year, they had a shakeup as far as who's going to be in what district and conference. And let people know a little bit about the district taking a reshape. In reality, we lose Rockwall, but we still get them in that out-of-district game, like you said, in week number two on September 9th.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at that schedule and you look at the district, I think the quality of the teams went down a little bit. I think some of the teams that were strong last year are going to have a little bit of a down season, as a lot of these teams lost a lot of their stars from last year. So you're right. We lost Tyler Lee They're no longer with us, and they were pretty strong last year with a young quarterback. So, so I think when you look at the teams in this district, I think Rock or not Rockwell, but Rowlett really has a stranglehold on this division. I think it's going to come down between us and Sachse, as it kind of is every year. But then you definitely see that gap. You know, Garland's going to have a struggling year this year, as they're a lot younger. So it's definitely going to see gaps. I think there's great opportunity for Rowlett, but when you look at that non-district, you do have a couple of eye-openers. You know, we're going to be playing a Plano High on September 9th, and they've had a history of great ball players that come out of that that program. So they're going to be a little bit on a down downward season this year as they're rebuilding also. But once again, that Rockwall game is going to be a very telltelling game on how, you know, a good part of the season is going to go for the Rowlett Eagles. I think it's going to give them a lot of experience in the big game. You know, like I mentioned before, we're playing in the Cotton Bowl, so I think that's going to be a real standout game. And then we also play, you know, Keller Fossil Ridge in the fourth week. And, you know, we went to Keller last year and struggled against the Indians. So, you know, at, we'll have to see what Fossil Ridge is, but I know they are very competitive real comparable to where Rowlett is. So definitely I see a lot stronger non-conference games than I do inside the conference.
Normally when we're talking football, Bill, and it doesn't matter what level you're on, we always talk about the number one position on the football field being the quarterback with Preston Weeks. But I will say, I think you're right. When you look at the schedule outside the district, you know, let's go into in-district, the power of the team or the quality of the team, I think, is obviously still on the offensive side of the ball. Even if we don't get the level of play that we got from Logan Bonner last year, I still think that that's going to be the strong point of this season, because they're probably going to have to score points when you got Ladarius Dickens, who can either run the football, he can catch the football, return the football. You know, this guy is that all-around player, Ladarius Dickens, that can help this team get the W just on one play. Because I think, and maybe you can correct, I think we're going to see, at least outside the district, we're going to see some very close games, and we're going to come down to the last 3 to 4 minutes of the fourth quarter to find out who's going to win these games, whether it's Louisville, Rockwall, Plano, or Fossil Ridge.
Yeah, absolutely, and to have those at the beginning of the season definitely helps to play those type of games. And you're right, you know, the outside district is going to be a tough schedule for all four of them. You know, when we're in district, we don't travel very far. We're traveling up the street to the other Garland stadium, or you know, maybe we're going to the Cotton Bowl. But you know, for you know, two games this year, we're going to Louisville and we're going to Keller, so they're a little bit more of a distance for the team to go, and then to play, you know, good quality teams. You know, this Louisville Farmers team, you know, we've played them for the last 2 years, and you know, we felt pretty comfortable with them. This team is loaded with seniors on this team, so they've got some experience, and you know, they play tough teams. You know, they play you know, at Allen Eagles every year, and they play Flower Mound Marcus every year, so they play tough teams, and so they know how to get up for tough teams. So you know, you look on paper and you say, you know, Rowlett should win this, but as we have to go to both Louisville and Keller, normally in the district games we're in our backyard, we're you know, staying right there in the Garland area, or maybe, you know, like we said, the Cotton Bowl. But with this Louisville and this Fossil Ridge game, there's going to be a little bit more travel for this team. And you know, we mentioned this Louisville team, they're full of seniors on this team, so even though we've beaten them the last couple of years, they're ready to play. This Louisville Farmers team, you know, every year they're playing Allen Eagles, they're playing Flower Mound Marcus, they're playing Denton Geyer, they're playing tough teams, so they know how to get up for tough games, and they're going to be ready for it. So I definitely want to see how we can get out of this district health-wise, strength-wise, and experience-wise, especially with, as we keep mentioning, the quarterback position.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here as we have a long discussion with Eagle Eye Bill Cerna here, but we're going to hear from our sponsors of your Rowlett Eagles varsity football team, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion about the 2016-2017 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. We'll be right back. Buying or selling your home could be the single most important decision you make in your life. You need someone with the experience and know-how to help you through this decision. Brian Chadwick of JP and Associate Realtors has you covered. Knowing the specifics of the Rowlett and Rockwall area is his specialty. Contact Brian at 972-533-9059. Or visit him on the web at brianchadwick.jphomesforsale.com. That's Brian with a Y, not an I, Chadwick.jphomesforsale.com. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea. Check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza, or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Del Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. Now let's continue with our conversation about your 2016-2017 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team with myself, Sonny Clark, and the Eagle-Eyed Bill Cerna.
Yeah, exactly. And so when I looked at the schedule and I went through it, I saw a lot of things that really kind of opened my mind, because when you look at, and just not a cut up on the district, we're just looking at teams that were not very good, except the Sachse team. Now, last year, we saw Lakeview Centennial get out of the gate. They go, undefeated in non-conference games, and then when they got into conference, they couldn't win a game to save their lives. So when I looked at the strength of the schedule, I only see one game, but I think with the fact that there's no familiarity with the quarterback position, we're going to see some close games. And here's another good thing. All the games except one is going to be played, as far as the district games, over at HBJ Stadium, regardless if they're visitor or home. That part don't matter. That's their home field. So whether what side of the field they're on, I don't think it matters. That Williams Field is open to North Garland. That's a game that they should be able to win. But when you look at Rowlett, at least for the last 3 years, they've had nothing but success right here in their own district, and that's one of the reasons why you have seen them be successful for the last year, 3 years, even with the injury to Logan Bonner in 2 years ago.
Absolutely, and playing in your own backyard is going to be huge, and it doesn't make a difference on what side of the field you're on. So it's definitely, Rowlett has a great following. We see it every year. We saw it last year down in Waco. They have a great following with their fans. So, to have them in that stadium, even though they might be on the other side of the field, is going to be huge. And so, once again, back to these non-district games, that's why it's going to be even that more important that they can go to these teams. To Keller and Louisville and come out with victories, that's going to be huge going and coming back home to our area.
Right here in our own district, and I think that's where the power of this team comes from. I think they lose two games if they lose two games in district, we're still going to see them in the playoffs. That's going to be huge for this team and with the new situation. Now, looking at the whole, the last 3 years, we've covered this team start to finish. The year before that, we had like four or five games that we covered until we actually got in and able to do what we're doing here on a weekly basis covering this football team. We talked about differences as far as, I want to get to this coaching staff, because this coaching staff, I saw a coaching staff that I felt that was far above a lot of other coaching staffs. And we talked about the demeanor of the coaches, and not just head coach Doug Stevens. We really only seen one blow up on the sidelines from Doug Stevens. The rest of the time we've seen Doug Stevens cool as a cucumber, the whole, along with his coaches as well. I'm not sure, but this is a totally different way of coaching than we obviously see on the college level, where coaches are getting in players' faces and, really trying to, motivate in a different way. This Rowlett football team is like no other football team I've seen on the sideline, coming from the coaches all the way down to the medical staff, helping other teams' players if they get hurt. It's amazing what the coaching staff, medical staff there is going on the sideline.
Well, and Doug Stevens put together a great staff, and it shows out on the field that these players take pride in what they do, and they know that they have the support from their coaching staff and everybody on their sideline. So it speaks huge for Mr. Stevens for what he's done to this program. You see, last year they went further than they've ever gone in the playoffs,
right.
and it's growing from here. Like I mentioned, this year, they have seven defensive starters coming back. They have five offensive starters coming back. 12 of your 18 are coming back. 12 of your 22. It starts from the top down, and if you look at that way, and it comes down to the way somebody's job profession can be. Sometimes people feel comfortable managing by iron fist, and some people feel like managing through motivation, and that's the way Doug Stevens is. He coaches through motivation. He makes them feel like they're good young men and that they're going to be successful in whatever they try and whatever they do, and he doesn't come down on them, and he doesn't make them feel any less. He's the type that he's going to teach you through motivating and teach you through on what should we do next time instead of focusing on the negatives and trying to pull out the positives. So you're absolutely right. When it comes down to everybody, it's like a big family down there, and we hear it all the time from this team on how much they care for each other. You know, we hear from parents all the time that are concerned for other players other than their own. So it really feeds on the field and off the field with that team.
I think that's so huge because we get an opportunity to see what we're I think sports is about. It's not about, you know, we do indoor football where we're going to rip on players for making stupid mistakes. We don't do that here because there's no need. These are kids. These are kids trying to make a difference as far as where they're at. So, by the way, we lost another wide receiver, Quentin Stenton, that it looks like they were trying to get the ball to a lot last year. But listen to this. This is really interesting. I don't know if you know it or not. Kobe Morrow, okay, he is being sought after. Listen to this. Army's after him, Grambling State, Lamar, Northwestern State, as well as Texas Southern are, you know, heading out trying to bring on Kobe Morrow onto this football team. Now, when you go to the other guy that is getting a lot of looks from the colleges, Ladarius Dickens, he's got like 7 to 8 different offers, and there hasn't been any decisions. That will be made by usually week 3 of this season where they will go ahead and commit. We are getting a lot of looks from a lot of quality colleges as well as being able to, you know, look at the program itself, and we go back to the fact that usually comes from coaching. But you got Ladarius Dickens, who, you know, is that, and I call him a player that makes plays and a player that you want to have the ball in their hands at the end of the game to make the big plays to win. And I don't know. I just think we're going to see a lot of seniors this year get a lot of looks from a lot of other colleges, even more so than we've had in the last 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to grow as the season goes on to, you know, add more interest. You know, you get somebody like Ladarius Dickens and Kobe Morrow that as they start putting up the numbers, it's definitely going to show. You know, some of the things that we haven't taken notice of is some of these defensive players that stepped up last year and that are going to be leaders this year that are going to get some more looks. So some of these players that haven't been looked at yet are definitely going to be on radars of college programs as the season goes off. And, you know, one name we didn't even mention, the offensive side, is Dylan Watts. You know,
right. Mm-hmm.
Dylan Watts to me is your what is his name? What was his name from the Denver Broncos? He used to be with
Ed McCaffrey.
No. Little guy. He used to be with the Patriots. My mind's gone blank. Like an Edelman. He reminds me of an Edelman. Great hands, small but strong, and it's hard to bring him down. That is a Dylan Watts to me. Whenever they were throwing the ball to Dylan Watts last year, I knew he was going to get his hands on it. I knew he was going to come down. No matter how hard it came from Logan or how much touch it had on it, you knew you had strong hands. You know, somebody like him, even though he's not very tall, is going to get noticed as some of these other players have that have gone on to the NFL and made great careers. So, you know, it's a huge testament to the coaching staff on how they make sure that these kids stay on fundamentals, because a lot of coaches right now don't want to see the showboats and the fancy plays and this and that. They want to see fundamentals because that's something that will go a long ways, especially as you grow.
Absolutely, especially as they grow. Now, looking outside of the district, I mean, you know, I've had a chance to take a look at a few articles that are out there, and what we're hearing a lot is Rowlett is right there where people of teams that are being talked about. But you look on, you know, in week 3, we get the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, and you get the Rockwall Yellow Jackets as one of the better teams in this division as well. as we, I think we were sitting at number 14 and kind of as teams to look at, and sitting at number 12 was Rockwall right there. And I look at Rockwall. This is a game I'm really looking forward to. And the thing that I'm praying for, Bill, is to have good weather. Because the last two seasons that we've played this football team, we couldn't get weather to save our lives. Now, granted, if you're a good football good football team, you're supposed to win those games even sloppy or bad weather. But if you get a good weather out there at the Cotton Bowl Stadium, this is the game that I'm looking forward to most, because that's the team I want to see Rowlett kind of get a little sweet revenge, even though Logan Bonner's not there at the quarterback position. That's the game I want to see this year. When you look at the schedule and look at what is the game that you're looking at that really piques your interest.
Oh, without a doubt, it's that Rockwall game. Yeah, first of all, it's a rivalry game, and the fact that they made sure and still, even though they went outside into separate districts, they still kept that game there was important. And and even more ideal is that they're putting it in a neutral site at the Cotton Bowl, so to be able to play Rockwall at the Cotton Bowl is going to be a lot of fun. But you're absolutely right. You know, that Rockwall team, they've got a lot that we have. They do have a more experienced quarterback in Matt Jones. But they have a great receiver in Sam Crawford that they can get the ball to. So it's you're going to see a lot of similarities between these two teams. I think the biggest thing is that we have a lot more coming back on our defense side of the ball. So it's one of those.
They only have four guys returning, on the defensive side of the ball. And so I think that's huge. We're going to look at a young defense coming from Rockwall.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? They're getting a new player that is going to be on there. His name's Alston Orjai. He plays linebacker, and he's going to be huge for that defensive side. So we'll see how that that plays out for them too. But you're absolutely right. We do have a lot more experience on the defensive side than what they have.
Yeah, and that's going to be the difference. You don't have the experience at quarterback. You got the experience at the defensive side of the ball. So that's going to be huge for this football team as they head into this year against teams that are, this 6A district is huge. I'm looking at this article I sent you. I'm thinking about the names that are in 6A. And that's the size, obviously, the size of the school for those that don't necessarily know. That's the districts that they play. But we're talking about teams like the DeSoto, South Lake Carroll. These are teams that we're talking about. Trinity is in there. Ulis Trinity is a team up there. Of course, the Allen Eagles, that usually wins up. But they have DeSoto. And this division, Cedar Hills is considered the number one if you go by some of the experts that work with the Dallas Morning News. This is a tough, tough district type of team that the Rowlett Eagles play in. And I think this is, sometimes I look at the names and I go, can Rowlett hang with those kind of teams in reality with the pedigree of what goes there? And the Rowlett Eagles not necessarily having the pedigree or that tradition because they haven't been a school for very long. How do you think they hang with the teams like these? Because these are the teams that these Eagles are going to face when they go into the playoffs.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think the part of that is it's going to be tough for them to be able to hold up with these type of teams. But we saw that with a team like Skyline last year. We went to that game to look at that Skyline.
That was
such
game.
A tradition and such a history, and Rowlett, not only did they hold their own, but they were able to come away with that game. And I think to us, it wasn't that much of a surprise or an upset. We felt confident. But you look at from the outside looking in, and you see that game and say, oh, well, Skyline's going to have that one because they're Skyline. So,
And how many players did they have going to Division I last year? 8 players going to Division I football out of there. And I found and I think you're right. I don't want to say ease, because when you win on the football level in high school, nothing is easy unless it's a complete blowout. That game, we played the Anacostia Eagles, Atascocita Eagles. We played them, and we played all these other teams. I think the game of the year last year had to be that game because of the expectations is that the Raleigh Eagles couldn't hang.
Yeah, absolutely. And they, you know, there was times during that game where we thought, oh, here comes Skyline. Now they're coming at us.
Yep.
And then we'll shut them down again. You know what? We took care of them based on what we felt was our weakness last year, and that was our defense. And
right.
We shut down their defense. They just had a few open big plays, which was our big Achilles heel last year, was giving up that big play last year. So, you know, they had a couple of those, but in the end, that was what won that ball game, is that we were able to stop them there and block that field goal to end the game. So, like I said, having a team, playing a team like that with the tradition, you never know what's going to happen. You know, obviously, we'd go into the game and say, you know, they're a tough team. I don't know how we can do that. But Coach Stevens always has them ready, kind of like what we were talking about a little bit ago. He always has that team ready. I don't think there's been a game that I've seen yet since you and I have been calling them where that team hasn't come out ready. They might come out sluggish, but I've seen them every game come out ready.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here as we have a long discussion with Eagle Eye Bill Cerna here, but we're going to hear from our sponsors of your Raleigh Eagles varsity football team, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion about the 2016-2017 Raleigh Eagles varsity football team. We'll be right back. Are you having trouble understanding Social Security planning? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered, like when does it make most sense for you and your spouse to start receiving Social Security? What is the impact of your Social Security benefits if you work during retirement? How much of your Social Security will be taxed each year? Let Nest Egg Wealth Advisors provide you with that direction to these decisions. Call our offices today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com for your complimentary guide to Social Security.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead. Contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at stevensonshvac.com.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Costco Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance and save a ton. Costco Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at CostcoInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Now let's continue with our conversation about your 2016-2017 Raleigh Eagles varsity football team with myself, Sonny Clark, and the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna.
And that's something huge, especially. And you look back up on the team, looking at the sexy team. Okay, we have their quarterback, which we handled sexy very well, but their quarterback Jalen Maiden goes to Alabama. I mean, and so, and the better quarterback out of the two, I'm not sure what they said. In other words, what I'm saying is, I'm not sure what Alabama seen from Jalen Maiden that they didn't take Logan Bonner. I mean, so, just making the comparison, as far, but that's that rivalry, the quote unquote, in Sonny's mind, The rivalry, without question, is Rockwall. But the quote-unquote written rivalry is that Sachse football team. They lose their quarterback. That's going to be tough for them. So they're in the same boat that the Rowlett Eagles are in, but they're only returning five offensive players and five defensive players. This is yet another year where you take a look at Sachse and you think it's going to be a dogfight, and we are going to get that. But when you take away a guy as far as that football team is concerned, you take away almost 2,500 yards in passing, 32 touchdowns, and that was rushing and passing. I just look at a Sachse that, you know, I'm not sure what they're going to do at the quarterback position for this football team, but defensively, I think this team defensively for Sachse, I think that's the reason why the rivalry is there. I mean, you only can have Jalen Maiden for, you know, 2 to 3 years. I think that if the defensive side of the ball in for that Sachse Rowlett football game, I think is going to be huge this year, and I think it's going to be a defensive game. And you watch that game, normally we have a lot of scoring in that game. I don't think we're going to see a lot of scoring in that Sachse game against your Rowlett Eagles.
Well, and I think when you're talking about Alabama, I think that was, you're thinking of his brother, Jared Allen, which was a defensive back. He went to Alabama.
I am mistaken. Thank you.
Yeah, Jalen Allen, or Jalen Maiden, is only a junior this year.
That's right. He's going to be back in our face.
That is their big go-to guy. The thing with it, though, is he just doesn't have a lot of weapons on the offensive side as he did last year. So, you know, he's got Keelan Wilson that's going to be coming back, but, you know, he only rushed for 700 yards last year. There's some big holes that they have to fill in last year, and I think that's what happened with Jalen Maiden last year, is that we shut him down. And once you shut him down...
We shut him down because he was hurt, actually. I found out after that game is that he was nursing a severe sprain, and he gutted that game out, too, as well. So we're going to get a different quarterback than we did last year, and he's just only going to be better.
Yeah. The advantage that he has, he's got a lot of, he's got four of his offensive linemen coming back this year. So, you know, he's got some strength on that front line. He just doesn't have as much strength on experienced guys on his receiving corps and his running back. So, you're absolutely right. I don't think Sachse is what they were the last couple years. I think they're struggling a little bit. But when you got somebody like a Jalen Maiden, you got to be ready for him, because if not, he's going to eat you alive, not just with his arm, but with his legs.
And we're talking about our Rowlett Eagles. Is they're about ready to take the field. They're going to take on the Louisville Fighting Farmers. You will hear that coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, as well as over on the website. You can listen in a couple ways. You can call 347-215-7497, or you can get in online if you are unable to make it out there at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagle Sports. I was looking at the guys that were getting a lot of college looks, and you go to Ladarius Dickens. I was looking for this, and he's got, listen to this, he's got, it sounds like a commercial. Army, Air Force, and Navy. He's the only one they don't have is the Marines that were recruiting him, but he got the Citadel. You don't think this young man is going to be a military man there, Bill? I mean, I have a sneaking suspicion we're gonna see not only a good football player, but we're going to see a great soldier.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, just getting a chance to talk to him, you know, we got the chance to talk to him during basketball season, and he's just a courteous young man. And I think he stands for what our military guys are. It's just that he is just very respectful, and he has pride in what he does, and he's got passion. So whoever gets him is going to have is going to get quite the ball player that, you know, I think is going to be mentioned a lot more than what some of these military teams ever hear about. You don't hear too many players that are on the military teams, but I think he's a name you're probably going to hear a little bit more of.
Yeah, and Kobe Morrow also is being recruited by the recruited by Army. So it's really interesting to see where these guys will be going and watching for the future. And you know, speaking of watching for the future, we got Logan Bonner. I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse. He's gradually moving on, but we've seen Logan Bonner, and there's actually talk that Logan Bonner could maybe sneak in and be the starter for Arkansas State. He's in a battle, and could you imagine a Division I football team, you know, as much as I've been doing the Couch Potato Sports Show since 2008, keeping track of college football, it's almost unheard of to have a freshman, a true freshman, not a redshirt freshman, but a true freshman walking in and even being considered. He is with one of three. They started off the year with seven quarterbacks. He's one of three left fighting for the starting job at a Division I school. And not only that, when you look at this, Bill, this is Arkansas State. Now, Arkansas is the big college for football, but Arkansas State isn't very far behind them when it comes to football and football tradition. This is a school that is a football team. I mean, I just can't wait to see what happens when we take a look and come week one for college football, maybe Logan Bonner stepping in and being the starter for that football team.
Well, and we will see. And I don't know if you ever knew this, but and I just learned this a few weeks ago, was that no Arkansas will not play any in-state college team. So you'll never see Arkansas State play Arkansas. Which,
yep.
I think it's a travesty. I think you should see that. But I will tell you that Arkansas State goes to Auburn this year to play. So
yes.
Think of that stage of a
little. That's week one. Isn't that week one? I think it's week one.
Yeah, either week one or week two, but imagine that. So, yeah, you're right. They you know, Arkansas State lost all their quarterbacks from last year. So
yes, they did.
So they came in this year with fresh new quarterbacks on every. I know they got a couple of community college transfers. So, you know, and the ironic thing about it is walking in, you know, going into the season not having a specified quarterback and still being favored to win your conference is huge. Those are some
right.
big shoes to fill. So, you know, hopefully, you know, things go good for him. Hopefully he can stay healthy. And you know, he came onto our stage here as a sophomore and you know, took control of this Rowlett team. And
took control, exactly.
And took control. Even as a sophomore, you know, you and I would say he was for a sophomore, he's just so much under control, and
right.
I would tend to see that he be that way when he got up there too.
I mean, listen, who he's got? He's got quarterback DJ Pearson, who's also a freshman. Logan Bonner, he is a freshman as well, and so it might be sophomore Justin Hansen that might get the start. But I think it's either Logan Bonner, Justin Hansen, then DJ, or vice versa at the top. It might be Logan Bonner, you know. So I think that's the order. It'll be really interesting to see how this football team ends up, and there's another guy locally. I mean, we talked. I mean, 2 years ago, we talked about a guy, and we talked about a guy on the defensive side of the ball in Charles Omenihu. He's now playing for Texas. I mean, and he got some reps as a freshman. You know, he actually got some quality playing time. It'll be interesting to see what Charles Omenihu does for the Longhorns.
Oh, you're going to see a lot more of him. I guarantee that. He's beefed up a little bit, added an extra 20 to 30
yes.
pounds. And he's a big boy. He was just leaving Rowlett. He was 6'4", you know, as an 18-year-old. So imagine how big he is now. So, you're going to hear that name a lot more, as he plays there with Longhorns. But I guarantee you're going to hear a lot more of him, this year also.
Oh, absolutely, and they are looking, and if there's anything that Texas needs is a pass rusher, and they're going to get it with Omenihu. The speed of this young man, and we saw it week after week, and sometimes even without trying, Bill. I mean, I've talked to some people where they said, if he actually really, really played up to a huge, huge potential, he made it look easy where he wasn't putting 100% into it. Now he takes that step forward into college as a Longhorn, as Longhorns, as they were looking for pass rushers. They didn't get any pressure on the quarterback last year. And I think Charles Aminu is going to be a big step up for them. And if we didn't see everything that he had, according to some of the people that I'm talking about, if this coaching staff can get what he can bring, we're going to see a good young man on the starting side of the football field for the Texas Longhorns. And not only that, if you looked at it and read all of the I call it preseason hype, the defense of this football team is going to be the strength more so than the offense for the football team that is the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think he's going to be a name that you're going to hear a lot more, even on the national side of it. So I'm really curious to see how things go for him. You know, he went to, he got to play in the end of the season All-Star game in high school. You know, put him on the national stage. So you know,
yeah.
I think you're going to see a lot more of him as he gets a lot more playing time.
I think so, too, and that's always going to be kind of interesting. And keeping it local really quick, you're going over to TCU. We're looking at Gary Patterson. I don't know if you heard it or not. He signs an extension, and we heard about rumors of some of these big football schools looking quite possibly at Gary Patterson to take over their program. He inks a new contract with TCU, keeping them in there for a long time. So evidently Gary Patterson's happy with what he is doing and with as the team as a whole. I mean, you want to talk about a turnaround. I mean, no one was talking about the Longhorns before Gary Patterson took the field for this football team as the head coach. And now, of course, now he gets the big extension on his contract. We're going to see Gary Patterson a lot. I don't know if you keep track of a lot of football. Do you expect a lot from a Gary Patterson with TCU? As you know, if you look at it, they ended number 13 in the rankings last year. He says he's satisfied, but you know he's not.
No, absolutely not. I think there was a lot of off the field distractions that affected
yes.
the team, and you know, some suspensions that definitely made a difference. So seeing him come together, you know, he's built a powerhouse there. He really has. So every year in, year out, you know, TCU is going to be up there. Now that they're part of the Pac-12,
the Big 12.
He's going to be somebody that's going to be right there at the top of the division year in, year out. So it definitely be a. I think they made a smart decision by keeping him long term. I think the boosters there are happy with him, and I think the progress he's made and how he's putting that team on the map year in and year out.
Absolutely. Even when they were in the WAC, I mean, they were talking about why does TCU and Boise State to a point, you know, where they're talking, they go undefeated. They wanted to play in the national championship. And although, you know, they were coming from the WAC, of course, they really couldn't do that. Now we're talking really seriously about TCU, you know, making a national name for himself. Really built, to be honest. They actually took over in this area, because normally we're talking about Texas, the Longhorns making a bit, Texas A&M, or, you know, really the powerhouse right now in the state of Texas is coming from TCU, and he gets a $4.7 million bump in salary, well-deserved. I mean, so obviously I think the team to beat here in Texas on the collegiate level is going to be TCU.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and you know, I think there's going to be some growth with Longhorns too. I think they're getting better, and you know, frankly, you know, you can't get much worse than where they had been for the last couple of years. So you're going to start seeing some differences with that Longhorn team, a very young team last year. So
I think
obviously you've got to get your quarterback seasoned and ready to go, but I think definitely it's going to see a difference with them. But it all starts with TCU, you know, you got some great powerhouses. You know, obviously you have A&M, and you know, even Texas Tech has had some great seasons recently. So,
absolutely,
definitely. You know, I would not be surprised to see at the end of the year there's four or five Texas teams in the top 25.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, though, what's going on here as far as a... now, I'm going to give you the one and only chance to brag about your Arizona Wildcats going into this season. It's the only time all year you're going to get it, so take it.
Oh,
tell me,
man,
what you're expecting from your Wildcats.
You know what? I think it's going to be a tough season. You know what? We'll see. They have a first game next week, and it gets BYU down in Glendale, Arizona.
Tough game.
Arizona Cardinal Stadium, so that's going to be a real telling tale. The advantage they have is they have two quarterbacks, dual quarterbacks, one more of a drop back and one of a scrambling quarterback that they can go to. And I like seeing that more and more with some teams. A lot of people talk about, you know, having that one quarterback. You know, sometimes when you have options, it definitely keeps other teams a little bit on those back heels. So, you know what? I'm really curious to see how it's going to be this year. You know, they're ranked third out of their division in the Pac-12 Southern Division.
Pac-12, yep.
Ranked third. So, you know what? Third to me is very hit and miss. They were ranked to be fourth 2 years ago and ended up in the what we used to call the Independence Bowl. So,
yeah.
You know what? I'm really curious, and I'm really hoping that they can start off the season good. And if they can put BYU under their belt, I think that's going to be a real good plus to get the season started with.
And Todd Graham from the Arizona State Sun Devils, I think he's got a lot of work to do, too. The Pac-12 is going to be a tough, you know, conference of football this year. And, you know, I was looking at the teams and everything, and I'm sitting here going, wow, we're actually, I think, going to see some movement from, I mean, we're talking about Utah, they were the co-champions of this conference last year. Utah, the Utes, never in, you know, we're never talking about the Utes in football. So, especially over in the Pac-12. So, but I think ASU is gonna, they're gonna have a tough season as well. You know, they lost some guys, you know, as far as their offense is concerned. So I think unfortunately you're gonna have the bragging rights at the end of the season over the, Sun Devils. But it's still going to be a great last game of the season. It's going to be I call it the Arizona Sun Bowl when those two meet at the end of that great rivalry game. So,
it's a lot of fun.
It is. That's always a good game, too. Don't matter how the season went. If you win that one, you had a successful season. But that's the way it is over there. Bill, thanks for joining us here. You know, as we knock out, you know, the preseason, we're not going to do a pregame. We are going to get the Fighting Farmers on Friday night, 7:30, coming to you live. And, folks, you're the only place you can hear one team live each and every week is the Rowlett Eagles. You can listen to the other teams on delay, but live, this is the only place you're going to hear it live each and every week. So make sure you join us each and every week.
And live and fun. You know, if you want to have a good time, you know, we're going to bring you right into the box with us, and we're going to have a lot of fun and make it well worth it. So, you know, we get people that listen all over. We get people from Hawaii, Iowa, you know,
Minnesota.
We had all kinds of listeners. So we'd like you to pass that along. If you have a child that's a student there at Rowlett, or if you're a student at Rowlett, let everybody know that if you can't make it to the game, tune in to us, and we'll keep you entertained and keep you informed on how the game's going.
Over 11,000 listens to that last game, Bill, is, you know, and remember, Rowlett is just a city of 65,000, so every one in six, you know, of the population was listening to that game, and believe me, that's far and above what I ever expected, but that just goes to show the popularity.
Is it because of me?
It might be. That's what I was reading, because, you know, when you talk about the eagle-eyed Bill Cerner, we are talking about someone that, you know, he's kind of a big deal. So that's huge. I think it brings more real seriousness and, you know, brings people to the game. So it is. It's good. And not only that, the best. I wanted you with us on the side, you know, doing the Texas Revolution, but taking into that coaching role is kind of hard to bring you into the booth. So yeah, I'm glad to have you back in the booth for yet another season of, you know, Rowlett Eagles varsity football. We got it going on, folks. That's going to do it for us here on the pregame preseason look at your 2016-2017 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team in the Conference 6A. It's going to be a tough one, but let's see what your Rowlett Eagles can do. So for Bill Soon and for everybody else involved, and thanks again to the Garland ISD for giving us the opportunity to bring these games to you. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do that. So we'd like to thank them very much. And, of course, all the people involved that gives us some bits and pieces of information that we can't get elsewhere. Want to thank those as well. That obviously being parents of players and sometimes getting a couple minutes with a coach. So want to get that out there. So we did it. We don't do interviews. We don't do that. We just call it the way it is. We don't want to interrupt the team. We don't want to interrupt the players. We want them spot on, worried about the game, not the Couch Potato Sports Show or Sonny Clark. So that's going to do it for us here on the preseason pregame show. Join us live, 7:30, Saturday night, August 26th, live from Louisville High School. We'll bring it all to you on that day and on that time, within 24 hours. Everybody have a good one. We'll talk to you next week on the pregame show here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network.